it out. But it took a long, long time. Now there's a turnabout, maybe cause I'm trying. There's been time.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was Dara Rhodes, a comedian and musician, on I... For an eye leaves everyone blind. I kind of like that.
Mm.
It's a good song. So let's do some scammery stuff. Shall we visit Mickey Wynn?
Yes.
All right. Where is that? So where is it? I'm looking for it. I'm all for cocked. I'm not screwed up here. I don't know what's going on. I can't find my stuff. Oh, it's called Flory Song. That's where it is. All right.
You forgot everything.
Let's get to this. We'll see. See how much of a show we'll do tonight. May 29th. So Mickey Wynn is with Sue. This is the opening stages of their relationship. Mickey says, "Hi, sweetheart. Hello, hello. You there?" May 30th. Sue responds, "I went to bed. Thought you didn't want to chat no more." Mickey goes, "I came, but you weren't online. Miss yeah." Now, that's a miss you, miss yeah, because
yeah.
They don't know English.
Right.
Now, remember, remember, Mickey is Mavis Mills' brother. Mm-hmm. Mavis Mills being the ex-girlfriend of the recently departed Dick Eldorado. He goes, "I came, but you weren't online. Miss ya." Sue goes, "I saw you posting, commenting, but you didn't want to chat, so I thought you changed your mind about me." He goes, "I sent you a message, but you didn't reply. When do you want to talk?" And then later on, "Hi, babe, you there?" This is May 31st. "Hi, babe, you there?" And she goes, "Oh, my God, what time did you get up, LOL? I'm sick, hun, so still in bed." He goes, "Oh, babe, something asked to wake up and come talk to you. I knew something is wrong with you. Let's talk at Yahoo." He wants to get her off. I think they're on Skype. But he wants to get her onto Yahoo, which they like for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why is that?
Yahoo!
I don't know.
I don't know why. I mean, it's another message chatting thing. I don't know.
Oh.
She goes, "Don't worry, hon, but I've got a sickness virus that everyone has been getting here." He goes, "Let's talk at Yahoo!" She goes, "I can't go on there, sweetie, because I'm on my phone." He goes, "Oh, babe." And she goes, "All I want to do is sleep and throw up, baby. Everyone has been sick."
This is really like
this is not hot.
Sexy talk.
This is not hot at all. So Mickey, very concerned, asks, "Has she seen a doctor?" She goes, "No, because so many people have had the same virus. She's got tablets." He goes, "Oh, okay, babe. So what are you wearing?" She goes, "Don't worry. What am I wearing?" LOL.
I'm sick as a dog. Oh, yeah. What am I wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
He goes, "Yeah, honey." She goes, "Not much, LOL." He goes, just want to know, babe.
"I'm wearing PJ bottoms and a blouse filled with snot tissues in a pocket." Sick, you asshole.
That's exactly it. You're looking at the flow. Yeah.
That's one way to go with this.
Yeah.
Not what she chose to do. She said, "I'm wearing black panties, baby."
Oh. "I'm wearing a bikini top and diaper. What do you want?"
Mickey goes, "That's sexy." Now, remember, this woman's like in her 50s or so, and this kid's in his teens.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's creepy.
She goes, "I don't feel sexy, OLL." It's like she's a teacher. He goes, she goes, "Do you like swimming?" She goes, "Yes, why?" He goes, "Want to try with you?" Sue goes, "Yes, wet skin is very sexy." Mickey goes, "Do you want to try?" She goes, "I love showering with a guy." He goes, "Oh, when was the last time you had sex?" I mean, we are just days into this relationship.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, didn't you just start talking and she's talking puke talk and all of a sudden you're in the shower? What?
I had to work very hard.
Cleaned up.
Yeah.
I had to work.
There's some mess going on there.
I had to work very hard with Belinda to get to this point, and it was very difficult to get there.
Were you a little jealous?
Well, I mean, Dick Eldorado never got there with Mavis.
Dick Eldorado was shy, and he was going through some things.
No, Dick Eldorado would rather pay attention to Mr. Whiskers.
Yeah.
He had his mind on the wrong kind of pussy.
That's what that, yeah, well, that's what that, yeah, well, that's true. That's what made Dick El Dorado more kind of pathetic.
I don't think that's the only thing.
Thought it was other shit. Yeah,
yeah. I
mean, there's a lot of things like checking spam filters. That was kind of pathetic. Anyway, I don't.
It's kind of stupid on Joe Curry's part.
Dick El Dorado, leave him alone. Yeah, no, Dick El Dorado was just an innocent bystander of Joe's ineptitude.
Yeah. Asshole.
Which one?
No, me.
Well, you. Well, yeah. No arguments here.
No.
Anyway. So Sue goes, "I love showering with a guy." He goes, "Oh, when was the last time you had sex?" She goes, "It's a real turn-on, sweetie. I haven't had sex for 3 years." He goes, "So what do you do for a living?"
What?
I don't know.
I mean,
he's...
That's like going, "Could you blow me? You want to get pizza?" I'm like,
But it's like Mr. Non Sequitur.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, that's a move Belinda would do.
Yeah.
But he's been initiating this, and then he, too, can't focus.
Oh, my God.
ADD scammer.
Really?
Yeah, really? It's funny.
Money. Pizza.
Focus. Focus. Yeah. Focus,
you're not
people.
Very good at this.
Focus,
right before
people.
The Western Union's about to come, you say you want to go and get McDonald's.
Focus.
I know. It's like, how many scammers does it take to... take to change a light bulb. They don't have light bulbs.
Yeah.
But first... But,
aww.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, oh, look, there's a puppy.
Oh, that was racist. Would you want me to hook you up with the rabbi?
No, that was poor... That was classist.
I can't believe I actually looked to see if there was a puppy. I love puppies.
So Mickey asks, "What do you do for a living?" She goes, "I've told you that before, LOL. I'm a counselor and work at my local university hospital." Mickey goes, "Oh, okay, babe. Do you work a lot?" A typical scammer question. What do? Do you work a lot? How much money are we talking about?
Yeah, let's see what's happening into here.
This is not innocuous here. I mean, sexy talk is fun, and we'll get there, but business is business.
Yeah.
Sue goes, "Yeah, sometimes I work a lot, but it depends how many appointments I have in the day." He goes, "Oh, okay. So what turns you on?" Ay, ay, ay.
Wow.
She goes, "Wet skin always does it for me, LOL. Oh, and I love being woken up for sex." You know, there's just a dick in my face. Go, "Oh, I guess it's that time."
Yeah.
It's better than half a dozen alarm clocks.
That's an alarm clock.
It's an alarm cock.
Yes, it's alarm cock.
It's always up, even when I'm not.
Time to get up. It is.
Oh, you're waking me for sex? All right. She goes with six packs. I mean, excuse me. He goes with six packs. I go, "Oh, yeah." I don't go anywhere.
He was looking for the Diet Coke, too?
I don't know. Yeah, Sue goes, "Oh, yeah, a six-pack is very sexy." Mickey goes, "I'm working on mine." Well, she goes, "I bet you look very sexy, sweetie."
These guys are making me sick.
She goes, "Oh, that's sweet. How about you? Do you have packs?" Of what, cigarettes? Fucking idiot.
Yeah, I got ramen noodle in a bed with me here.
No, that shows Thanksgiving.
That's my
dinner.
House.
Why do you want to have dinner? Things that you hear in Joe's house.
Don't use that bowl.
Why do you want to breathe?
Oh, I just quickly.
Yeah,
I got
that.
Banished
That's
from the dishwasher. I actually used the dishwasher, and I put the wrong stuff in, but it was stuff to clean it. And then she goes, "I don't want you to use the dishwasher ever again." And I'm like, "Okay, have clean fucking dishes." I got a note. I got a picture of the note.
What?
Okay. All right, I'm sorry to derail your story. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, Pip. Meaning what you just did was Pip-like. Took us down a dark path that led us nowhere.
I was just saying. Continue.
Thanks, Joe.
I told you to continue.
That was a 2-for-1. I really didn't land on either account.
Yeah. No.
I told you to continue.
We stopped.
I said it was
show.
Quick. I said it was
Pip,
quick.
Remember when you were thirsty?
Yeah. You both had deer in the headlights.
So, yeah, that's what happens to the show when I don't land one. It just fucking stops.
That shit. Ouch.
You continue at any time,
yes,
I said.
Yes, really.
I can, because I have the script.
I know. Keep going.
I know.
No. I'd like to continue the stop. I'm going to take a moment to break.
No, he wants to survey his barrel.
I'm in here so seldom. I love what you've done with
this
place,
This land Pip. Is Anderson Land.
What's that? We have to get rid of the dishwasher because Joe can't use it? Oh, all right. All right. She goes, "I don't exercise, but never put on weight, because you have leukemia." No.
Oh!
He goes, "You got sexy body." She goes, "A six-pack on a woman isn't good, but I like a woman to take care of her body." Mickey goes, "Can you take a quick pick in a bra and send it to me?"
Again, things I tried with Belinda. And Mickey's trying with the pimp hands here, though.
I think it's because he's being very persistent, very rapidly, very quickly.
He's a teenage boy.
Yeah, and he's like, give me, show me your boobies.
She goes, I'll take one after my shower, baby. Mickey
take
goes,
one in the shower.
Mickey goes, oh, I'm here waiting. Do you got bikini?
I wasn't wrong.
No, you weren't. Sue goes, yes, I've got some bikinis, baby. Mickey goes, that's great, babe, because you're going to take more pictures and send it to me.
He runs a tight ship, don't he?
Yeah, he does. That's what you're going to do, and you're going to like it.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, I respect that. Sue goes, maybe, LOL, be right back. Mickey goes, oh, babe, write me when you're back. Hello? Then she goes, sorry, babe, I had to throw up, LOL.
From being sick or from his bullshit.
Either one. It doesn't get specific.
Oh, my God. I love this. She's like, oh, I'll be right back, baby.
But I just wait to see what the kid says.
Well, he goes, that's bad.
Oh, really?
He did. She goes, I took a pic yesterday, so I'll post it on my page. It's okay. Mickey goes, why don't you send the pictures to my email? Sue goes, I take a pic with my phone yesterday, so I'll post it on my page and then email it to you. Mickey goes, can you call me now, babe?
Oh, what a pesky son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Sue goes, I kept trying to call last night, and it wouldn't connect, baby. Trying now. Mickey goes, okay. Sue goes, it doesn't even ring, baby. Is this your number? Then gives the Ghanaian number.
Can I just interject for 1 second? Mm-hmm. They're all babe, baby, so early.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, Florida is up on me right away.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know, but it's like this babe, baby.
Here's the
baby,
thing about
babe,
scammers.
Baby?
They fall in love quickly.
Yeah, I did notice that tendency.
But you know that's what happens because they feel so much.
Oh, they do.
They love with a passion
for the people they've never met. Yes. Oh, I love you so much.
But you know, in their defense, the victims play right along into it. Now, this is obviously not that situation.
No.
But the victims are all right with, oh, you know what? Let me climb up on that dick.
Yeah, I know.
You know. Oh, a Marine likes me and he's called me baby. Well, I think I'm going to virtually hob a knob and here's some pictures for you. And it happens all the time.
It's crazy.
They wouldn't fall in love so quickly if it wasn't so easy and didn't work so often.
Yeah. It's, in person, nothing would go this fast.
No. Well.
You would hope not.
Well, I mean.
No, it wouldn't.
Have you met Bill Cosby? I mean, there's not all this dialogue, but, you know, you're getting down to your bikini and bra pretty quickly with the Cos.
It's not all this dialogue. Even he works quicker than that. It works quicker than all this shit.
And he has about the same response when his victims feel sick. Eh, walk it off, stupid. Let's get back to business. There's a black anaconda that needs attention. So Mickey gives another number. Try this one. Sue goes, it says the number is not recognized. He gives a number. She goes, I don't understand, baby, because I try to call and it says the number isn't recognized. Let me try a text. He goes, okay, babe. And she goes, okay, text is sent. And he gives the number again, and she goes, okay. And he goes, okay, try calling. And she goes, okay. And he goes, try calling. I've lost interest.
Yeah, it's like, we get it.
Yeah. I know, it's like tech talk with scammers and scambaiter. Yeah.
She goes, oh, you sound so cute, baby. He goes, baby, you got a lovely voice. Guess your lips are so sexy. I want them in my mouth. You know,
maybe he was the one writing the porn
with the dick in the back. I don't know. Make the white come inside out. I want your lips in my mouth.
You are a terrible kisser.
Are you trying to romance or are you a cannibal?
Are you a vacuum? What the fuck?
Baby, I want your lips in my mouth. I want them sautéed.
baby didn't describe what lips.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
But I don't see how that would do with her voice unless she was a ventriloquist. And if that's the case, maybe I'll hire them for the next Chabad event.
Yeah, really?
I want them in my mouth. So Sue goes, I love to kiss, baby. Kissing is so sexy. Mickey goes, love you, babe. Sue goes, love you too, baby. I'll post a pic, then email to you, then sleep.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
He goes, oh, okay, babe. And she goes, hang on while I do it now before I forget. And she is very forgetful.
Oh, yeah.
I know in real life she is. He goes, okay, babe. She goes, okay, done it. Can you see it on my page or should I email it because I look really sick, LOL. He goes, babe, rest now. You can save my number and call me on my phone when you're awake, babe. Love you. She goes, I can't keep calling, baby, because it's so expensive, LOL. Love you, baby. Have a good day. He goes, wait!
What?
Wait. And she goes, okay. Who's Prince Adenia to you? There's somebody on Facebook. Who's this Prince guy?
Okay.
Sounds African.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know. He put a friend request in the other day, and I think we have one mutual friend. She goes, Mickey goes, do you have a relationship with him? Promise you ain't going to break my heart, or he's going to get your money first.
He didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that last part.
I was looking like,
the break my heart was not his. She goes, oh, my God, no, baby, but we've never chatted on here. Now, remember, Sue knows exactly who Mickey is.
Yeah.
And the relationship to Mavis and what exactly I'm doing. Because this is, you know, I gave her the heads up before I got dumped.
Right.
So Mickey goes, but he sent you some messages on your wall. She goes, I swear on my kids' lives, I never talked to him. And he just sent a message on my wall because I added him.
Well, he is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, really. It's
I thought you were a federal case. Jesus Christ.
I know. Jealous manipulation much?
No, they're new. So the feelings are strong. He goes, oh, okay. She goes, you can see what I said and just said hi and hope he's okay with just being polite, baby. He goes, okay, babe, I trust you. Love you, babe. Please go to sleep and call me when you wake up. Love you. She goes, I have several black guys on my list, but I swear they're just friends. Love you, baby. He goes, love you, honey. Don't worry. Go to bed. I have another appointment to keep. No. And that... Well, and then he tries getting in touch with her later on. Hello, babe, you there? That was that. That was May 31st. So that
yeah,
was,
boys get jealous so-and-so.
Pretty instantly, though. They've gotten to the hot and heavy very quickly.
Yeah, really.
The guys are much quicker with the sexy talk than the girls. Now, remember, my girl happened to be married.
Right.
You know, as the case would be.
Right, but still, yeah, he's right into the, oh, show me your boobies. Oh,
that being said, not for nothing, business is business. What do you do?
Yeah.
So.
But I'm surprised that that particularly isn't a turnoff to a lot of these women, because I would be like, you know, what? What?
I didn't say
trying to get money. You know,
yeah,
trying to
get
money. Yeah, sure, I'll show you a picture. As soon as I'm done vomiting, I'll get in my bikini.
I do like the vomit twist.
That
now, she
was
sick at the time, so I don't know if that's true or not.
I know. Well, he is twisted.
It's a lubricant.
Oh,
God.
It's a deterrent.
What?
It's a deterrent.
Only if you have a nose.
It's a lubricant.
Sure. It's warm. It's moist.
Ah!
It comes from inside.
Wait a minute.
All right, so let's do some Anjax. I don't know how much of this we're going to get through tonight.
Okay.
We're running late. We're going to go a little long tonight.
Yeah.
How many Mr. Davins we got, kids?
Well, let's see.
Last week was a banner week.
I'm going to say seven.
Seven Mr. Davins.
I'm going to go with 10.
10 Mr. Davins.
And, Tom just had switched trailers with another driver, so he's not here at the moment.
Thanks for the update, Tom. And thanks for reading that.
Just wanted to let you know.
Often I stop a show and think, where's Tom right now?
You should.
Scam Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird, and she looks real good,
whatever.
Who are you going to call? Scam Busters!
All right, let's get right to it.
Yeah.
So last week was a fairly lucid week for Ann Jackson.
Yeah, that's going to be
I mean,
be
she
over.
Was blaming the... She was believing the scammers over the scam victim who called our show.
Yeah.
But she was talking about how an impending war could begin.
Yeah.
And she's kind of spot on with that.
But,
I know.
But she did feel, and this was probably her most lucid point, where I could stop the war. And you got to love her belief.
Delusion.
Belief.
Off meds.
Belief.
Crazy.
I am holy man.
Not
well, hopefully you got moral values.
More than most. Huh. I'm not a kid toucher, if that's what you're saying.
No, it's be honorable.
So this is response. This is me talking to her, responding to her about the victims she hates that came on our show. How would she even know Green if not for you? Remember, she's saying, oh, I don't believe it. And Parker Green is the Marine.
Yeah.
Fake Marine. You are the only person that has ever mentioned Green to my knowledge. You told me yourself you were trying to set Green up with women.
Yeah.
Then Jackson wants evidence that Green asked the victim for money. Remember, this was the thing. He wanted all this evidence. I say, she'll be sending it to me. She said it will take a few days. Why would you not believe the? Why would you not believe that these people who have done nothing but ask you for money would not ask somebody else for money?
Right. Yeah.
I go, you're quite defensive at this point. This is my response about her alleged love for Miller. Remember this thing? She's she said that she didn't love Miller. Others told me she did. Mm-hmm. Who's another one of the soldiers she's talking to? I go, I saw a conversation where you talked about marriage for between yourself and Miller. A few people have told me you were in love with him. Why do you deny this? Either you've lied to me about this, or you lied to these people about your feelings for Miller. Which is it? I told you I saw the conversation where you told her that you loved him. Yes, you did not want to get married, but you did love him. Did you lie to me? Did you lie to her? Are you lying to me? Or will it be more convenient for you to say that I am a liar too?
Ooh.
So then she claims she claims she has evidence of the victim. I go, if you have something you feel I need to see, now would be the time to show it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jackson claims the victim will spoil our radio show. And I say, we got that covered.
We spoiled ourselves.
Sure. I go, you tell me she lies, but as yet I see no evidence of it. She will not spoil my show. I put the evidence out there and people can form their own opinion. She came on the show. If you say she is a liar, why won't you come on the show and answer all the questions like she did? Remember, Jackson told me to watch out. And I'm like, watch out for what? So then this is her first thing for May 12th of 2014. March 12th, excuse me, March 12th. Assholes!
You called?
Yeah, hello?
I'm paying attention.
We're here.
I'm up. I don't think she's done. Well, did you guys get an email with a CC and a bunch of scammers? Because maybe she is talking to
you. I'm just used to responding to that.
Look at Pip and I perk right up.
We did.
We get to play too.
My dogs, our ears perked straight up.
Assholes.
Yes.
Do you want me to send the real conversations between me and Miller? Well, actually, my co-hosts rather enjoy them.
Yes, please.
You will know what's going on. This is Miller. Who? This is her. I do hate you and Brown. Jackson goes,
you.
Do not contact me. Miller goes, why did you tell Brown I killed myself? Jackson goes, you make my life useless. You did. Miller goes, my friend, go and sit down. Miller continues, I am deleting you now. Jackson goes, do it. Miller goes, asshole.
Like, go and sit down.
Go sit in the corner.
Jackson goes, all I need is pay my company. And she's mentioned this to before,
yeah.
How she borrowed money from her company to pay these scammers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Jackson goes, I cannot pay. I will go to jail. Bye. You kill me. Miller goes, yes, bye. Jackson goes, do not contact me. You're all scammers. He goes, thank you.
Thank you! Finally, the truth.
He continues, you could call me any names. She goes, I lost my money. I lost my career. You are a scammer.
She's finally coming to terms with this, though.
Yeah. He goes, you wanted to steal my gold. Remember Miller with the gold bars?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. She goes, a real scammer. He goes, you arranged for Yakuza. Miller goes, to take the gold from Brown. She goes, who wanted your gold? He goes, ha, ha, ha. He continues, criminal. She goes, you are a real scammer. You are. Do not contact me. He goes, fuck you.
Wait a minute. We should have how many fuck yous we have Miller on?
Jackson goes, you just use other people to pay. You are assholes. Please do not contact me. Deal with your gold bars. Fuck you. You destroy my life. You will burn in hell. You fucking assholes. I will kill you. See what the result.
And that's her to them.
That's her to Miller. Miller goes, I'll send some boys to Japan.
Whoa.
Is this what he wrote?
Yeah. It might be the band One Direction. I'm not really sure.
But they come with those threats, though.
Yeah, they come with the threat. Well, she's threatening him, too.
Yeah.
Miller goes, you will see. She goes, Jackson goes, see fucking boys? Scammers? Scammers. Go. Miller goes, go to hell. She goes, you'll burn in hell. He goes, I will freeze all those accounts. He continues, you called Mr. Eric, Dr. Melvin scammers. You will suffer in the fire. Jackson goes, who? You? Your gold bars. Fuck you.
There's a girl, Ann. There's a girl, Annie.
She goes, I see nothing. And ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Miller goes, you. Wait. They will kidnap you. Wait and see. Apparently this is taken now. Jackson continues, I will send your boys to the police. Wow, amazing. Fuck all of your boys off. Miller goes, wait, police, ha ha. They will come from Thailand. You will receive some bullets in your ass. I raised the money.
You'll receive some bullets in your ass. Look for them.
You'll have to sign for those bullets in your ass.
They're coming COD.
There's a fee, though, for those bullets.
You got to
€2,500 to get the bullets to come.
Transfer them from my gun to your ass.
But good for her. She's not putting up with bullshit in this one.
Oh, no. Yeah. She always puts up with bullshit, but she screams and shouts. And
yeah.
But she's calling them scammers, and she's not backing down.
No. Right.
And they're trying to pull the threats on. I mean, it's classic stuff. But she's, you know, those threats, a lot of times people freak out. And she's keeping right, you know, she's not backing down.
Yeah, she's like, send one direction. See if I care.
Go, Annie, go.
Miller goes, I raised the money. I will freeze all the two accounts.
All the two accounts. All two.
Sounds like a U.S. soldier to me. Miller continues, and Dr. Melvin will never release any funds to you. And Jackson goes, bye. Never contact me. Miller goes, fuck you. You contacted me. She goes, do not contact me. Never. Miller goes, don't you ever talk to my friend again. Jackson goes, fuck off my life. She's not very good at this.
No, she's not.
Miller goes, Mr. Green. He continues, I already asked him to block you out. Jackson goes, I do not talk to him. Miller goes, fuck you.
Like the other ones didn't settle in. Yeah. They have to keep saying it.
So then she writes to me, because the conversation's over.
Yeah.
What is fucking love? This destroys me. I did tell Brown Cotton. I was like, I want
to
say
the victim. Come to cry on your shoulder.
No.
I want to say the victim who called in the show is a fucking bitch who is a liar. She is a hacker. I can say this to you. Reed, what is going on? That is him who said he loved me, but I refused him all the time. I did have the evidence. I go, what is this from? And I didn't know who Skillful Grand is. Now I know it's Miller. I go, who's Yakuza? I go, you make all this very difficult and do yourself no favors by revealing things a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
I wish you would just tell me everything and be honest with me. I'm spending a lot of time on this, but I will stop if I feel you're not being forthright. So, she continues with more stories. You guys really love the conversations that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like it tonight because she's admitting that they're scammers. She's not admitting that they're incompetent. She's admitting that they're scammers for the first time in how long?
So she continues with
Miller. Oh, God, I don't even know.
She continues with Miller. I don't know what date this is from. He will. She goes, who? He? Dr. Melvin? Miller goes, Dr. Melvin. Jackson goes, my mail to that radio station is very important, because I do not want Brown, Eric, and Sarah to become a scammer. I am good at doing research. It is true. Jennifer got hit by a car. Fuck off.
God damn it. That's funny. I'm a good at doing... Jennifer got hit by a car. You asshole!
Yeah. It's so disjointed.
Jackson continues, I will cut ties with you. This is fucking scam and never-ending payment. Go to hell. Now the excuse is Jennifer got hit. Wow. Miller goes, no, I just came in. Jackson goes, accident. Miller goes, Jennifer is hot. Now remember, this is his friend's daughter, allegedly.
Ew.
Who got hit by a truck and what, carrying money.
Yeah, as luck would have it.
Roadkill girl is hot.
Jackson goes, never contact me. Fuck off. Miller goes, I want to send $100 to her now. She goes, all of you destroy me. There's nothing to do with me. Go to hell. Fuck off my life.
Fuck off my life is so funny.
She goes, I will block you off very soon. This is the fucking last message. I will never contact fucking all of you. Destroy my real life. He goes, why are you wicked to the poor girl? Jackson goes, you do destroy me. You make my life useless. You will suffer. Fuck you. You will. Miller goes, because of you, she got hit.
I'm sorry. Because of
Jackson, she got hit by the car. I guess she was driving the thing.
But that's kind of something heavy to pin on her.
I know. It's shocking how a scammer would try to manipulate somebody's emotions, Joe. Stupid.
But I'm just saying.
No, it is. Yes,
theoretically, all right?
It's a typical scammer thing to do. Mm-hmm. When all else fails, pin the guilt.
Yeah.
Jackson goes, me? She goes, you are wicked. Go to hell. Scammer, scammer. Animal. You are an animal. Fuck off.
Is that a Def Leppard song?
They were singing about Scammer's show.
Scammer, scammer. Animal.
Miller goes, if anything happens to her, you will bear it. Jackson goes, you'll get killed. Miller goes, wait. Killers are coming to your house. Jackson goes, no, that's not funny. She's scared. Jackson goes, I think so, because they hacked my browser. You kill me, all of you. No need to contact me, because I must go all my life. Why not come here? To kill me? I'm waiting, because you are real scammers. Fuck you, assholes. Fuck off. You do destroy my real life. Go to hell. You will. Let the killers kill all of you. Fuck you. Miller goes, me? How? Jackson goes, go to hell. Miller goes, Miller goes, because I love you.
What?
Miller goes, because I love you. Jackson goes, go to hell.
Because I love you.
Miller goes, you insult me. Jackson goes, there's nothing to do with me.
I'm sorry. You insult me after they've been saying training fuck yous for like, you know,
Death,
days.
You.
Jackson continues, your Americans are destroying me.
Oh.
So-called hunters. They are Americans. I hate Americans. You are my enemies. Fuck you.
Oh, nice.
Go to hell. Shame on you. Shame on USA. Black mafias. Black police. Not black comics. Fuck you, assholes. I'm not interested in you. Fuck off my life forever. He goes, never! I love you.
What?
She goes, do not love you. This is the truth. He goes, you do. She goes, go to hell. Never. Miller goes, you said it. She goes, if you really see my face, you will know the truth. Fuck you and fuck off my life. Miller goes, let me see. Jackson goes, I've never seen such wicked people. I do not want to meet you in my whole life. This is the truth. I do not need to lie. No need to lie. Fuck off. Jackson goes, yes, I will come. Miller goes, no. Jackson goes, that is, Miller goes, yes, I will come, and continues, no. Jackson goes, that is your problem, not mine. Miller goes, okay. Jackson goes, I'm not interested in you. Miller goes, I am. All right, so before I continue.
Wow, I'm a little confused.
Yeah, well, so is a lot of people in this story.
Yeah.
But this goes, we've talked about this before on the show, how these scammers, when they use American soldiers' profiles, it's a whole new war that they're doing. Like we said, a lot of them are tied to terrorism. So besides taking the money and funding their terrorist organizations, they're getting people very angry at the U.S., and the U.S. military, and we see this here. You hear it from Jackson. She hates Americans. She hates the soldiers. Thinks we're all corrupt. Think this is real Americans doing this.
Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, God. You know, she really is buying this.
But she was calling them scammers.
She can't.
In the several paragraphs prior to that.
Because she doesn't think of scammers the way we think of scammers.
How is she thinking of scammers?
She thinks that these are corrupt officials still.
Wow.
That's the type of scammer, not the guy, you know.
But that she's made no progress at all, because basically she said they were incompetent, but, you know, corrupt could go in hand with incompetent as well, but she's not coming to terms calling them scammers.
No. And Lisa says in the chat, and this is why other countries think badly about the U.S. military. Well, this is one of the reasons, certainly.
I mean, sure, we bomb people, but, you know, I think scammers really in the
forefront. It's our job.
Yeah.
It's our job. We make shit, we need to use it.
No, trying to kill the enemy.
I don't want to get into that.
No.
So Jackson continues, to me, why do I need to hide the truth? Who loves whom? See the truth. And these are the real conversations. The motive is I post them because they are unprofessional. I want to help Jennifer because I think you Americans are nice. The truth, the victim who called our show, is a liar, and she's a very idiot who could not judge the truth and fake. Green told me that Miller had high blood pressure in the war zones. This is whole. What do you think? This makes me piss off. Go for it. The victim will spoil herself because she fell for three soldiers, Gary and Green. When I found a real soldier called Gary and she took this man, in 3 days she told me that she fell for him and Gary loves her. And then she told me she wanted Miller and Green. Now she said I love Miller. She is fucking idiot. She fell for the real soldiers. This is truth. She blamed me that I destroyed her life. She wanted all the men. She wanted Green and then asked me if I loved Miller. At that time, Miller was suffering from high blood pressure. Green helped him a lot. Green asked me to send messages to him. That's it. This woman, the victim, is fucking lying. She used me. Brown Cotton is right. This is what Brown Cotton told me. So now this is Cotton describing this woman. She is sex maniac. She is fucking liar. Because this must be Jackson tells Brown, listen, this is what this woman, who we all know, is saying about you guys. Saying you're scammers.
Yeah.
So
who's writing? Who wrote all that? Miller?
No, that was Anne writing to me.
Oh, okay.
And then Brown Cotton's calling her a sex maniac to Anne.
To discredit her. So all of a sudden she's a slut because she fell in love with three different scammers, right?
Allegedly.
Within a period of days.
Allegedly.
And Anne is like, she wants all the men.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, I can't have enough military cock in my life.
Isolate that.
I don't think I need to isolate. It's probably a sentimental short time and time again.
Yes.
Did you see this cock bounce in with an army helmet on? Who's looking for me? I'm here for roll call.
Yeah. Oh, John.
Roll my balls. Roll.
If it's a military cock, it'll probably be in camouflage, and I'll never see it coming. Mm. Huddle, huddle, ho.
I've never seen it coming.
But I'll know it'll be there because it'll be a residue on my leg. It's always standing at attention. Oh! The jokes just keep on coming. Like military cocks.
Yeah, sometimes you need a Viagra because sometimes it's at ease.
Indeed.
There you go. That's it. And hut!
Hey, how come you have those duffel bags with you?
Yeah. That's funny. That's my balls. Yeah. No, but that's good. Yeah, well, that's good.
I like how we have to, like you know, compliment that, like, she's a 3-year-old who got an addition problem.
Thank
right.
you!
Lee, I thought you already talked about Jerry.
What?
From Facts of Life. All right, so Jackson continues to me. I did tell you the truth. You can judge it. Brown and Miller asked me to help Jennifer because she needs mum. This is what I'm trying to help her. These people really do not know the real funds transfer, and Jennifer told Brown Cotton that my info is correct. This is why I always insult Brown's unprofessional skills. He's very professional what he does.
Yes,
he's a professional scamming. So Jackson now talking to Brown, and I'm seeing this conversation. Do not contact me. Brown goes, no. Jackson goes, I'm fucking mad. Brown goes, it's only $200. Please believe me.
Ballsy prick.
Yeah.
Ann goes, I will tell people the truth. Brown goes, you will get the money. Yes, please believe me. Jackson goes, never. She lies to me 3 times. Brown goes, she cries every day. This is about Jennifer, by the way.
Yeah.
She cries every day. Ann goes, I will never contact all of you. That is her problem. I did tell her the truth. Brown goes, please. Jackson goes, I have no money. Brown goes, she said you were right. She also said this is the last stage. Yes, she is there. Jackson goes, I do not believe it. Never. Ask Miller to pay. Well, can't, you know. That's, you know, it's an inter-office memo if he pays.
Right.
Brown goes, after all, Miller is ill. Jackson goes, you asked me to pay for his gold bars. Brown goes, please believe. Jackson goes, why not ask him to pay for it? That is his problem. Got a point there.
Mm.
Brown goes, oh. Jackson goes, when he is fine, he can pay. Brown goes, please, because often the FBI begs.
Yeah, they do.
They have a way of doing that. Jackson continues, I have no money. Do not contact me. Brown goes, Jennifer needs to go back to UK. Jackson goes, just let her go back to UK. That's her problem. Jackson goes, thinks about what I said. If you were me, you would know the truth. You were like mafias. Brown goes, never. Jackson goes, the way you do it to me. Brown goes, I know how you feel. I bet you do.
Yeah.
Jackson goes, never contact me anymore. Brown goes, I cannot do anything bad to you. Jackson goes, you did it, from the gold bars, from the funds, the way you did to me. You all hold the money I paid, and you never returned to me. Fucking mafias, when Miller wants money. Brown goes, since you insult me, I will cease contact with you.
Oh, now he doesn't want anything to do with it.
Holy cow, imagine if that was you or I. We wouldn't talk to each other since 2007.
My feelings are hard.
All right, so Brown's got a point. So Jackson continues, because you are mafias, never contact me anymore. Brown goes, you never sent me any money. Jackson goes, this is all you did to me. Brown goes, I do send money either. Okay, bye. And then goes, and can you send me $150? Can you send $150 to Jennifer? James can send $50. I talked to James. Are you there? And do not contact me. I'm looking for one more job. Brown goes, okay. Excuse me. Ann goes, never contact me. Go to hell. So, you know, he came down off the 200.
This is insane.
Yeah. Well, we can't have 2 lucid weeks in a row.
No, and this is certainly proving to not be a lucid one.
So she writes to me, this is the truth from my point of views. And Brown asked me to contact Miller. I refused him because I have a good man here in Japan. So I say to her, Americans do not say mums. You once again say you hate Americans in this conversation. That is what the scammers want. The victim has never told me you ruined her life. The only thing she told me is that you set her up with Green and then showed me you telling her that you love Miller. Her falling for soldiers online does not make her a liar and a hacker. It makes her somebody who was naive and kept falling for scammers. I know somebody else that can not see scammers when they are presented with them as well.
Nice.
At least that is what I am led to believe. The conversation you showed me shows you haven't a fight with Miller. Your Miller uses the same tactics all of these scammers. When they are concerned, they make threats to the victim to scare them.
She doesn't seem really scared by them, though.
Not
like
today.
We're gonna, yeah, we're gonna.
But
send
we've
people.
Seen in times where she's concerned that the. Yeah,
she has been before, but now she's like getting all ballsy.
So this is her to Brown. Why me? I really do not understand it well. I do tell him that I will block him out. Whose responsibility? Brown, he really loves you with all his heart. This is about Miller, I'm guessing. Anne goes, do not tell me this idiot thinking. She's in no mood.
This idiot thinking.
Brown goes,
it's like I'm going to propose something.
Brown goes, I know the way he talks about you. Jackson goes, the way he did me is bad. I am sorry. I am from Asia. It does not fit. This is what I found. Brown goes, so many American men have Asian wives. Tiger Woods' mom is from Asia. Thailand, really.
Wow.
Playing the tiger card. Jackson goes, is it different? I did find it. The biggest gap. I don't know what they're talking about.
I'm not sure either.
Brown goes, no, I do not agree. Jackson goes, for me, we have different thinking. So you never know how others think or if they can accept it. I am sorry. I cannot accept the way he does to me. It is really over, which would imply that there was something.
Yeah, it does.
Jackson goes, Brown goes, he is very sorry. I know it because of the cost of his jobs. So now we got Brown, the FBI, advocating for the soldier Miller. Because often when there's relationship problems, when the FBI is done begging, they often try to set you back up with your love interest.
Like, because they're really little cupids at heart.
They really are. I think sometimes why the FBI is ineffective when it comes to scam is because they're really big softies.
Well, that's why it's called the FBI. It's called fixed boyfriend issues.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah. You just came up with that one?
Yeah.
Look at you with quick thinking.
Yeah.
That job. Was nice.
Fixed boyfriend issues. I like it.
Fixed boyfriend issues.
Well played. And then she continues to tell me about the victim. She does not tell the truth. Green did not ask her for money. She creates the rumor. She wants men. Any men. Why not?
Why not?
Why is that a problem?
I don't know. Who can blame her? She goes, I do not want to attack back. She is married, and she still cares about Green. If my guess is not wrong, she maybe still wants Green. Ha ha ha! About the truth of funds, transfer, and these people who contact me. They are real, but they are not professional due to lack of good knowledge of funds transfer.
Oh, because you know everything about it, right, Ann?
The tax clearances for the funds is quite high, maybe 10%. The government will check out the truth, and this is why, if you do not pay for tax clearances, the government will hold the funds due to money laundering issues. Many Japanese victims' funds are being held by the government, and they have them up due to tax clearances. My neighbor also told me about this. About my funds, the United Kingdom EFCC is introduced by Miller, who tried to help me before. I did argue with him, and he pitied on me for my scam. So he told Miller I'm a scam victim.
Ah.
She told Miller. This is how we know each other.
Oh, okay. That's what she's saying now.
So she thinks the EFCC is supposed to help out with scams and everything, cybercrime and everything. So Miller got a win. Somehow a scammer got a hold of this, probably because she went to a fake EFCC. I'm a scam victim. Miller, being the scammer, goes, I'll help you with this. Now, how much did he take from you? What happened exactly? Because I need to tell I need to come up with my story to help you.
Yeah.
She goes, he asked people to locate the scammers. He went to Thailand for me. Truth. 14 scammers are arrested. He sent my real scammer, the Thai woman, to the high court. This is why I tried to pay back to him to pay for his gold bars.
Oh, my dear God.
Quite the story.
Yeah.
She goes, I do not contact Miller often. This is the truth. I do hate him. I did tell him. He knows that I do not love him. So I go, I've made no progress with you.
No.
Either you just can't see the truth about these people or you think I am a fool. Either way, I am just about done. I've tried to help you. I am presenting your story and receiving a lot of criticism for even putting out there the possibility that you yourself are a victim. I really have no interest in whether the victim loves Green or not. I want to know the truth about you and Miller. I have told you what I have seen. Either you tell me the truth or we are just about done. As I said, she came on the air and stood up to every question. It is you that refuses. She showed me the conversation between you and her and Miller. Others told me you were in love with him as well. You denied it all to me. I will not be lied to, Anne. I think at this point you owe me that much.
I will not be lied to.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Davin!
Number one!
You're on the board. The real issue, did Green ask her money? She did not. What is she talking about? I want to know the truth. That is a personal issue. She is married, and she still talks about Green. A stupid woman. I just want to know the truth. Did Green ask her money? She felt two soldiers, and she told me those soldiers love her. Now what did she want? Why does she want to expose Green? She felt regret for her marriage. I cannot believe such a woman like her. That is a personal issue, and I do not want to attack her, because she is stupid. Although I would argue that calling her stupid is an attack.
I want to attack that stupid slut.
Whore. About my personal issue. Please, do not spoil my personal life. I do not want to get involved in this, because I have my privacy. Nuts no more. I go, I have left your real name and your real daughter out of this to preserve your personal life. Whether you were in love with Miller at one point is part of the situation, whether you like it or not. She goes, Green and Miller paid lots of money for the funds transfer. It is truth. I did tell you this before due to the legal process. They are real. I go, you have accused them of not doing anything for the victims who lost money. You say it costs money to get the money. How much money did the victims send to these people? Did you put them in contact with these people? Did they send you the money to send to... Did they send you the money to send to these people? And that's where we'll leave off with that. So what do you guys think?
One Mr. Davin!
Mm. You never can tell.
You never can tell.
So what do you guys think?
She's still not coming to terms with stuff.
I mean,
it's very frustrating for me, Joe.
You know what? Just when you think that she's starting to make a little sense, and we're like, yeah, she's going to town, there's scammers and everything, she's like... Then she says back to Davin... Oh, no, Americans are nice. I like them. But it's like you just told him that, you know, that's why they're terrible. You know, Americans are terrible people, and I don't trust any of you. And no, she's talking out of both sides of her face on
this.
You
think she's schizo?
I'm starting to wonder.
So do we think she's lying or do we think she's nuts?
I think she's nuts. I think she's schizo, dude, because when we were going into the whole thing with the scammers, I mean, I mean, she was calling them scammers. Obviously, you're telling me that it's another term for incompetence. But nonetheless... Nonetheless, she was going hot, you know, hard and heavy, not backing down.
Right.
And then she has this total change of a thing. I think she's schizo. I think maybe the situation might have made her schizo.
Yeah, I don't think she's in touch with
reality. You think
that's
what made her snap? It could. You know, she was an original scam victim. She got scammed. We've talked about that before with the Pedro and, you know, her friend Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
I just can't see, like, you know, somebody being totally – she was totally out of character with her intensity – on calling them on the carpet.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just seen this pattern that we haven't seen, ever. And then she's back to the same old pattern again.
It's just really bizarre because she's trying to... It's hard to piece together. I mean, there's a little bit of a language barrier because she doesn't use language efficiently like a native speaker.
She's doing much better with English than I would with Japanese.
Oh, boy howdy. But the thing is that she is making... You know, twists and turns, like she's saying, oh, I was never in love with him, even though, you know, our victim called in and said, yeah, she was. She was in love with this Miller. But then he keeps saying, I love you, and keeps trying to be Mr. Mac Daddy, and she isn't having any of it. But that doesn't mean that she didn't before.
It seems to be the way the Brown and Miller and the victim and what I've seen, it would seem to think... That she's not telling me the complete truth. And maybe she can't deal with the fact.
Maybe she's so embarrassed.
That could be possibly, too. Also, for to turn around, him to turn around during this whole, you know, diatribe to him going, I love you.
Yeah, in the middle of...
I mean, that's balls.
Yeah.
Well, if we've learned anything about scammers, they do have balls.
they certainly do.
And they don't really have a sense of timing.
But I mean...
No.
But it's just like balls, like... Even if you were a skimmer or not, why would you just right there?
Right now? It's kind of like in the middle. I've never understood in movies, and maybe it's just me, but that people would be in the middle of a raging fight, and all of a sudden they're all like, are you horny? Yeah, me too, and jump on top of each other. And I'm like, whoa, no. We are arguing like cats and dogs. I don't want – put that away.
Well, you brought a great example in a movie. A movie is a script. A movie is a farce.
Yeah.
A movie could – it takes you away to a situation that's not in reality.
Right.
Which essentially is because you can get away with something so crazy as that in a movie if you have dialogue on. But for her to be in this argument with him, calling them scammers, calling them, and then him just to say, I love you. number one, he's got balls. And number two, there probably was something behind there.
There's
a backstory.
Why would he just all of a sudden, and I don't believe that in all the conversation that you've read to us before. I mean, she's left stuff out, obviously, but I don't believe I've ever heard Miller say that he loved her before,
did he? I think that was the first.
I think that was it, and that just, I went, what? Because it was so out of left field. But
I think he was getting his ass handed to him in a fight. He's like, all right, I got to try this.
All right, but
play the other card.
Let's ask a question. Is this a ploy or is this backstory?
What do you mean?
Did he love her at one time and wants to profess the love again?
In real life? Do I think he loved her? No.
In the whole scenario, as a backstory.
I mean, we've been led to believe that there was a romantic relationship between these mm-hmm. two.
Mm-hmm. She's saying no.
But she's the only one saying no.
But right.
It would seem that money, as does in many relationships, has torn these two kids apart.
But that, yeah. And that's my whole thing. For Simtis, I mean, we could say the two ways that him saying "I love you" in the middle of this whole argument is ludicrous, or we could say it's part of a backstory where he's trying to pull another angle based on this love that he might have had.
Well,
so
now
that's
Lisa
why I'm asking
says,
the question.
"I'm sorry." Lisa says he has to reel her back in, and I'm like, "But that meant that at one point." She was Anna.
It would have,
and that's why I said there was something in there.
Right, that's what I'm saying, and that would be a backstory because
we have not been given that backstory yet.
Yeah.
Not
but
from Anne's point
but
of view.
I think there should be someone, you know.
Yes.
Someone there.
Like,
well, you know what? I'll talk to Anne and I'll tell her to write something for me, Chuck.
But it's like
Trucker Tom says she's either a blithering idiot or she's in a stage of denial of the likes no one has ever seen.
Or she's sick.
But it's like
yeah,
that's the third.
But it's
thing.
Like
yeah.
But it's like you and I getting annoyed. Yeah, shut up your face. No, shut your face. Shut your face. You know, I'm glad we met. And we worked together for you. Why?
Yeah. What?
Where does this?
Joe was screaming at me a few months ago, and I just looked at him in his eyes and I said, you know what, Joe, you complete me.
First word. But the serious thing is, let's, you know, get in a fight. But he said, hey, you know what? I've always enjoyed.
Look at Joey once again trying to make a point at the end of the show.
But what I'm saying is that it's the truth. I mean, for you know, to have that argument, me to go, you know, you go, dude, man, it's always been a pleasure having you in the shows. What?
Now?
It doesn't fit here.
But the other thing is. Then why, if that happened in natural life, really, if that happened in a conversation, you would stop and go, what the fuck now? What now?
Or you would acknowledge and go, don't pull that on me now.
Yeah, or don't try that, or, no, well, I don't anymore. Or
so, yeah,
acknowledge
she's,
it.
Yeah, she is probably so insane crazy she's glossing over, but I do think there is a backstory for him. I mean, why would you just say that?
Yeah. You wouldn't.
You would not.
Strictly, if this is strictly a professional relationship of your average American soldier tracking down scammers and terrorists in various countries and smuggling that gold bars, as they're wont to do.
Yes. It happens.
There would not be a loving relationship there.
No. And by the way, Trucker Tom says, I can't quit you, Davin to Joe.
Hey, somebody hooked up a new trailer. Jesus Christ.
Now, in my defense... It was Joe that couldn't quit me, although he tried.
I wish I could quit you.
But the thing is,
well, you can. You just got to leave.
But the thing is that it wouldn't have been left field. I mean, it's just so out of left field.
No, it's what you do if you're losing a relationship and you want to focus on the good times.
So,
but I love you. You're killing us. Right. You're ripping us apart. I love you. It's a Hail Mary, but it would still indicate that there was love.
And a Hail Mary, which has to be based on a backstory.
Yeah, because you wouldn't pull that out for the first time, like in the middle of this argument. You're fucking mafias, but I love you. What?
Well, unless you're turned on by being accused of horrible things.
Well, I am, but that's not what's going on with Anne.
Yeah, because you've been just told to go fuck yourself, die, stuff like that. You know, things I hear when I walk in the house. And it's like...
at least she's acknowledging you.
And you never hear I love you.
Well, that would just... You would stop in your tracks.
Yeah.
That's how she'll kill you. If she ever says, I love you, you're going to die of cardiac arrest.
It's just really bizarre.
Yeah. Well, and I kind of allude... And I say to her, I go, listen, you're hiding things. This can't go on. I've invested a lot of time with you, and you're not telling me everything.
Now, did you point, I guess if you continuing with that, that remains to be seen, if you called her on the love thing.
Yeah.
You're not telling us something. You just told, he said he loved
you. I did call her on that. Yeah. I don't know if I called her on that specifically.
Right.
Mm.
But.
Right. Tom says, Davin Rosenblatt, Joe Curry in Brokeback Stand-Up.
And on that note, let's thank some people. Trucker Tom gets the final attempt.
And you
want to
know something?
We got to get off the air.
I just
want to
say
something
now. He actually saw my sensitive side to you in person, because I actually
felt... You were prancing around like a lunatic when he was putting poison down his gullet.
No, that was before when you were on stage having a problem.
Oh, towards
with
me.
With his throat, when he could barely talk. And I told Tom, I go, you're going to see something you probably never hear or see. And he goes, what? Compassion towards stupid. I feel very bad for him right now. And you're actually witnessing it.
I told Sensei Fredico of Family Martial Arts that was your favorite tour with me because I couldn't speak.
Oh, heaven.
All right, let's thank some people. Speaking of Family Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Of course, you can check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. And by the way, I mean, now they don't just have instructors. Like, every person they have is like a sensei-level instructor right now. Nice. All three of the people, including Sensei Fredico, that are teaching classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got three legitimate badasses.
Nice.
So it's really cool. There's a lot of knowledge in that.
Nice.
That's awesome.
In that dojo right now. All right. Francesco's is the place to go. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to the aforementioned Francesco's, which is located in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef and owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. It makes Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. They got the Mediterranean decor and a great place. It's a cozy feel, but it's like elegant. It's nice. It's upscale, but you know you can go in after a day of work and have a good meal there. They have the private party room, which, as we said time and time again, is great for these office parties that you're going to do around this Christmas time. I would say it comfortably holds 60, 70 people. Comfortably, depending how you set up the room.
Nice.
Yeah,
so it's a nice place for an office party. The food is great.
Oh my god, so good.
Oh yeah,
they'll even cater all. Well, sometimes you want to have the office party in the office, so they'll cater it. So you can stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner. You give them a call at 973-925-1100, or you go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And of course, don't forget to ask about their next comedy show. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings a fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Mm. It'd be a Shonda. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. I would even say that you're a... African-American Jewish comedians would like Goldberg's. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's feeds the craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great when you want to eat out or order in, or they can, of course, again, holidays, so cater that special event. You know, you want some fresh deli meat, like a nice deli platter, or some big sandwiches or something.
Who doesn't love that?
I do.
I love that.
Right now.
Yum.
Yeah, I know. I'm starving. This is like killing
me. Yum.
So they're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. They're located at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. Give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you are a veteran or a fan of this show, you get 10% off. My company, Sidesplitting Productions, we put the right talent in for the right event. You tell me what you need, I do that. And if you're not a racist douche, it's going to work out well for you. I promise you. My job is to make you look good. That's what my job is. So go to Sidesplitting Productions or call us up at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Joe, anywhere?
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Thursday.
Told you they love Joey.
Oh, yes, sir. McGuire's. Go to governors.com. McGuire's to find out tickets and information. I will also be at Bananas Comedy Club, who love me as well.
Joe's very well loved.
Friday and Saturday.
If he can survive.
No, no.
Holy shit. Friday and Saturday. Check out Bananas, the website to check for the dates. I'll be there Friday and Saturday. And
take 10 minutes for this.
Go to Bananas website and check that out. It'll be also on my Facebook.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, I will be at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York on the 11 p.m. show.
Wow.
Late night.
Yeah.
Woo!
Up late for a school night for you.
Yeah, well, you know, but you know me. I'll get home at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'll still be up at 6.
You'll still be up.
Yeah, I'll be ready to go. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Hey, this was kind of a heavy show.
Yeah.
But I think we had a lot of good topics.
Yes.
We covered a lot. We couldn't shut ourselves up.
No, we didn't. We want to thank you guys for hanging out with us, as always. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening, and we will see you next Tuesday.